This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Talking about, you know, listeners and podcasts and such things, Stephanie Longmuir does podcasts for Joy. And a subject that we were talking about earlier in quite some depth in a couple of segments, actually, is dying with dignity, or death and dying. And we've actually got Stephanie on the line. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Very well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We've been having phone issues this morning, but it's Chris's fault because he's the director of programming, so it's all his fault. But he's with us too.
Morning. Hello, Stephanie.
Chris. Hello, Chris.
So tell us about, you've done a podcast on the assisted dying legislation, is that correct? Or on the whole issue of, I call it dying with dignity.
Okay, so we have done two shows currently through Family Matters on end-of-life care. The first show is on end-of-life care, and that was aired on Thursday night. And the next show, next Thursday night, is about death care. But in doing it, Macca, we've discovered that we've just scratched the surface. Mm. And we, in talking to Chris only yesterday, we have decided to create a podcast series out of it because there's just so much that people want to know around this topic. And we are dying to tell, which is what the podcast is going to be called.
Well, that's great. And we just, you may have heard, we had a good chat with Jill Hennessy, the Minister for Health, and she explained a little bit of the legislation, the 68 safeguards. If I can ask you, Stephanie, in terms of, this is a pretty difficult issue for people to talk about. Even the people, I think it's fair to say, that are passionate about it, passionate in supporting it, as well as those who oppose it. It's an issue that people feel uncomfortable with generally, isn't it? About, we all talk about, you know, we all want a good life and we all want this and we'd like to live a good life. But when it comes to the subject of leaving, it's a pretty difficult issue, isn't it?
I think it is, but I think it's an issue that people are becoming more willing to talk about. And I think it is a really important topic to talk about because it is, as you mentioned before, Macca, about dignity, but it's also about choice. And I think that in the planning, and in Victoria, we are very fortunate. You know, at the end of last year, in November last year, we had some fantastic legislation passed around advanced care planning. So, you know, we're fortunate to have that. And we are also looking at having, well, there's a report tabled with Parliament on funeral and burial instructions, and hopefully that will be legislation that will be passed this year. But all of this gives people the opportunity to plan for the future and to have some say and some choice in their end of life, and I just think that's really important. But that only begins when the conversations start, and that's what we're hoping to do with the podcast. And also, on Tuesday, there is a national day called Dying to Know Day, and there's a big event happening in Federation Square during Tuesday where people can come and meet all sorts of end-of-life professionals and funeral professionals and talk about end-of-life and death care.
It's a challenging, as I said, it's a challenging subject. You know, look, I'll show you my cards. I'm not challenged by it. I'm looking forward to the legislation because it'll bring some structure around a problem that we all can't deal with and an issue that we need to deal with. I just hope that, you know, people do understand how important this discussion is, and you know, the work that you're doing, that's really important. Podcasts are important because it gives people the opportunity to listen where they want, when they want.
You should coin that phrase.
I know, we should use that, yeah. But
yeah, and look, it is confronting, and people do find these conversations confronting. But once you get the conversation started, I have a real ease around this because, you know, I'm with grieving families and, you know, looking at death through the eyes of those families and also looking at death, you know, based on every day. So I have an ease in talking about it. And people come to me because of that and want to talk about it. So I don't, you know, I just think once the conversation started, it becomes easier, but it's just a matter of starting that conversation. And, you know, you talk to people, everybody has a favourite funeral song. You know, everybody has a thought about how they want to celebrate or remember their life. So it might be as simple as the conversation about, you know, where do you want to die? And, you know, how do you want to celebrate the end? There are all sorts of ways of entering that conversation, but once you start that conversation, you'll find that people are really willing to talk about things.
My song is History Repeats. Shirley Bassey and the Propeller Heads.
Oh, there you go. Guns N' Roses. So.
Now, before we go on, Chris has got a question.
Yeah.
If people would like to, you know, make contact with you, you know, to talk about this issue or express a view, what's the best way for them to do that? Is it to shoot you an email at Joy? And if so, how do they do it?
They can, I've got a pretty good online presence. They can find me online through my website, which is stephanielongmuir.com.au.
Right.
And or they can find me, they can email me at stephanie@slongmuir.com.au or at Joy. They can find me through Joy. Of the podcasts from the interviews that we did on Thursday night with we interviewed an amazing woman called Molly Carlisle, who is also known as the Death Talker. We interviewed representatives from the Groundswell organisation, who are the organisers of Dying to Know Day. We interviewed a doula called Helen Callanan. All of those podcasts are now up on the Joy website, so you can listen to them individually or you can listen to the show itself. But, yeah, I'm very happy for people to contact me and to start the conversation. I also have a website called My End Notes, which is a digital platform where people can document their wishes and instructions around their funerals and also document their life history. So that's another place that you can go to. There's a lot of information there.
One of the great things about Joy is it is a volunteer organisation. Yep. So it brings people from all walks of life together in this one space. And Stephanie, you have worked as a marriage celebrant. You've led over 1,000 end-of-life celebrations, as you call them. Not a marriage celebrant, a funeral celebrant. Did I say marriage?
Yeah. You did say marriage celebrant.
Well, we've been talking about marriage. We've been talking
today,
about marriage.
Perhaps you can branch out.
Celebrants. You're a funeral celebrant. So yeah. I think that's great because this is something that you're very passionate about, very knowledgeable about. So it's great to bring this conversation to our audience.
It is. And, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, in working with my fabulous producer, Gina, on Family Matters, she said to me on Thursday night, she said, you know, Steph, not all of us in the community want to get married, but all of us are going to die.
Yeah.
And so, you know, why are we so afraid of talking about that? And I'm hoping that, you know, through this podcast and, you know, through incentives like Dying to Know Day on Tuesday, you know, people will start that conversation. Because I can tell you, having, you know, worked with all those families, the more time and preparation you put into this, the better it is for those that you leave behind.
Yeah.
And for you as well, you know, having that choice and you know, working things so that they go as, you know, as best as they can.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a funeral that goes wrong or a funeral that you know doesn't actually reflect the wish of the person who has departed. It's pretty awful, and it's very not usually disrespectful, but that's how it comes across. And yeah, people do need to think about this. And because death and taxes are inevitable. Can't do anything about taxes, unfortunately.
My auntie's funeral was one of the worst. Like, it was one of these, we went to one of these places that people, you kind of ushered in and ushered out, and there was a time frame. There was like 45 minutes or something ridiculous. So there wasn't an opportunity to say goodbye properly, and it was one of my least favorite experiences in life. Like, it was a really unpleasant experience.
There's one way that you can avoid that, and that's by talking to someone about what you want and then documenting it.
And this is what a good funeral should be about.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
It should be representative of the person that you are, you know, saying goodbye to. It should be all about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've often, when my parents passed and my father said that when he dies, the one thing that he was going to regret apart from, you know, his children and his friends and his life was not being able to see his own funeral. Which I thought was quite a... And I said, well, yeah, but you can get some input to it. He had something unusual.
Exactly,
he actually had a door list.
Okay. You're in, you're out.
You're in, you're out. Yeah, yeah. I don't know whether that's necessarily a good thing, but yeah. But I think
that's not unusual either.
Yeah.
You know, you can live who you want to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know... I don't know if this is a generational thing that we're seeing, you know, with the baby boomer generation who have rewritten the rules on so many things, but people want more control over end of life and also their funerals, and rightly so.
Yeah, why not?
So, Stephanie, you work on Stand Up Straight. It's one of Joy's ally shows, this is part of the Family Matters branch and brand. Tell us again. So you've interviewed some great people. There's some more content coming. If people want to know more about this, where do they find those podcasts?
On the Family Matters. If you go onto podcasts and you look up Family Matters, they've all been loaded there. Next week we have an amazing show. We have an American doctor, Dr. Jessica Zitter, who was a critical care doctor who became a palliative care doctor when she felt that she had been compromised in intervening in situations that she didn't feel were right. So she then turned her skills to palliative care. But she's also launched a program in schools in California called Death Ed. So forget sex ed. She has launched Death Ed, and she's going to schools and teaching secondary school children about death and dying, which is, you know, I think a pretty interesting topic. And we also have two funeral professionals coming in to talk about funerals. And, you know, when you get that breakdown of costs and you look at some of the things and think, what is that all about?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to explain some of that, professional services fees, embalming, all of those things that none of us really understand until we have to pay those bills. They're going to explain, you know, how that works and what goes on a little bit behind the scenes in the funeral profession. So
good idea.
Kind of
remove some of the mystery. Run out of time, Stephanie. You're familiar with that phrase.
Yes.
I do reckon you need to actually become a start of life, a marriage, and a funeral celebrant. Hatch, match, and dispatch. I reckon you can corner the market.
Well, like your friend who's a celebrant who's not going
yes.
to... Well, I won't do weddings until we have marriage equality.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you,
Stephanie. That's my little protest.
It's not, as Robert Doyle said, it's not a very great business plan at the moment, but we'll get there.
Okay. Thanks
so much, Stephanie. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.